This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The senators expressed their serious concerns that the ongoing budget negotiations impose imprudent cuts at the expense of the real needs of rural America and the 16 million jobs that come from agriculture.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the letter, the group said it supports efforts to reduce the federal deficit and expressed their belief that agriculture must do its part in that process. They reminded the president that cuts to crop insurance already have committed $4 billion to deficit reduction. The group, in looking ahead to the next farm bill, also emphasized the need for available resources in order to craft a balanced farm bill. They requested that specific changes to farm bill programs should be left to their panel. In other budget news, press reports indicate that a bipartisan group of 6 Senate and House lawmakers, led by Vice President Biden, has agreed on at least $200 billion in cuts focusing on mandatory federal spending, such as agriculture programs, outside of politically sensitive entitlement programs like Medicare, according to the sources close to the negotiations.